Lady, shut up! The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
Oh, welcome back! Yay! It's episode 43 with Not So Sober Thoughts and ladies licking the shit out of Amanda's hand. Disgusting!
Salty.
Yucky.
What's up, bitches?
It's Sunday. We're lazy. We're talking on the iPhone 7 yet again. This is not going to be a habit. It's just, I have to clean the house, and I don't want to get everything out, and...
No, and I still have to go grocery shopping. I, like, left Megan because we went shopping yesterday, and I left, and I was like, I have so much to do, like, I gotta go. And then I cleaned, but I was like,
she didn't do anything else. But I feel like she just watched Stranger Things until 3 a.m.
Oh, my God, you guys. I'm sure everybody has already watched Stranger Things. I feel like that has already passed, but it's so freaking good.
Never seen it.
Oh, my gosh. If you've watched it, I want to converse with you about it. It's so good.
I feel like once I move and I get a second bedroom where we can just have a nice setup, we're just going to have a lot more professional podcasts. Oh, but we're saying that now. God knows if it will be true.
Who knows when that'll happen?
We'll try our best, though. Like, it'll be like Julian and Jenna style eventually. Mm-hmm. I was on Amazon today, and they had, like, professional mics for cheap, and I was like, we just bought that one. Like, there's no point.
Sorry, you're going to have to donate to the Patreon if you want a better sounding podcast.
They looked really good. They were only, like, $15, but they were, like, condenser mics or something. Speaking of which, I had to write a whole essay on microphones, and I don't remember one thing about microphones to this day.
Wow. Aren't you a broadcast major?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, you would think our things would be sound so professional with a broadcast major.
Who wrote about microphones, like a seriously 10-page essay.
And then my minor was in media production.
Yeah.
So, but here we are. Still struggling. You know, C's to get degrees, no big deal.
Yeah, for real. C's do get effing degrees.
So pretty much today, did you have any current events, anything that you like... No, heard. Anything?
There was something I was going to bring up, but no, we're good. I mean, this week is Thanksgiving week, and...
It is. Thank you for that update. Here in America.
Here in America, if you're in Canada. Sorry,
it's
you already had your Thanksgiving.
It's a big controversial thing as the years have gone on, though.
What do you think?
With Thanksgiving.
Oh, why we celebrate it?
Yeah, a lot of people hate the holiday, especially if you're of Indian descent, which I totally understand.
Yeah.
We're celebrating the slaughtering of, you know, a giant mass of people.
And turkeys.
And turkeys. But somehow we just get away with it every year. How is that?
Because I feel like everyone wants to get work off. I mean, come on.
That, and I feel like it's turned into a holiday where before it was like, what was it originally? Supposed to celebrate the settlers.
Pilgrims.
Yeah. Coming over, sharing food with the Indians.
We sound so, we're like, pilgrim.
It's all right. We're still here.
Why are we red now?
I don't know.
I hope this doesn't sound weird.
Anyway, we are back. We had some technical difficulties. No big deal, but we were talking about Thanksgiving, how people, you know, don't like it because of its background. What do you think about it?
I think it's fine that we celebrate it. I think for now it's like a whole different, like, we're thankful and all
for your
that
family
shit.
And
yeah.
Stuff. That's how I picture it. You're like, you're supposed to get together with your family, enjoy a giant feast together, mm-hmm. and just be thankful that you guys made it to another year.
And I was listening to another podcast, and they were saying, like, Thanksgiving this year with the whole political thing's gonna be, like, a little different, I think. So just, like, keep your calm and just don't think about that.
I didn't
stuff.
Even think about that. But yeah. I feel like my family doesn't really get into stuff like that.
No, I won't be with my fam, so...
No, she's just sitting at the house.
But we're all Democrats there, so it's fine.
She's boring.
Sorry. But yeah, so...
But if we are going to talk about maybe a current event, I did hear this weird rumor.
Yeah.
Dealing with Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez.
That he visited her in rehab?
That is already a known fact by many.
What the fuck? That was just like a maybe a couple of days ago. Okay.
But they have reason to believe that they might be engaged.
She's an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. She's pulling doing that stupid girl thing where you just can't get away from the guy that you fell in love with.
Yeah, and they just think, well, obviously her family doesn't like him at all.
Yeah, her friends don't.
Mm-mm, but she's kind of, according to sources that are close to her, I don't know exactly the source, but I don't know, that she's really into him still and that she doesn't care what her family thinks about him and that she would marry him. Or a lot of people have reason to believe that they're already secretly married.
I doubt. Do you think that's true?
No, because I feel like Justin Bieber is too much of a player. But honestly, who has he officially been with since Selena Gomez? He was with that one girl where he, like, got...
Sophie or something, right?
Wasn't he was with Sophie, and then he was with that other girl where he got... they were in Cabo or something, and they took pictures of him naked on the balcony.
Ew. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. He's disgusting. Yeah. I'm sorry. If you're a Justin Bieber fan, I know there's tons of them. His music's okay, but he's just gotten so gross. Like, I'm surprised if they are engaged, because he's kind of like a completely different person.
Yeah.
Than when they dated.
I mean, she is too, and that's the reason partly that she went to rehab because of him.
But she's more mature. Like, it's so obvious.
I don't know. Their whole situation's weird. Like, just give it a rest. It's done.
She's done. You gotta move on, Selena. She could get any dude she wanted anyway. I know.
And she still got her... I think the craziest thing is that her hair is insured by Pantene.
Fuck, insure my hair, Pantene. Make me look that good. Come on.
Oh.
That's interesting, though. That's a good curve to bet.
Yeah, I thought it was really like, what in God's name?
Okay.
So, what are we doing?
Guys, we're gonna talk about Thanksgiving... Night before Thanksgiving, like our traditions, and of course Black Friday, because that's all coming up. We got some tips, some hacks, some everything.
Yep.
Because we've been through it all. If you've never been in a Black Friday, we'll get you prepared.
Get you ready.
So first off,
shoulder pad ready.
I don't know if everyone celebrates the night before Thanksgiving, such as I do, and now Megan.
Isn't it like one of the biggest bar nights of the year, though? Mm-hmm.
So my tradition for the past like 5 years, or ever since I've been 21, has been to go to the bar the night before Thanksgiving and get hammered, and it's just my favorite thing to do. And
I don't get hammered because I like to eat the next day and not be nauseous. Amanda, on the other hand, not so much.
I would say 3 out of the 5 past Thanksgiving nights or Thanksgivings I haven't been able to eat because that's how hungover I've been.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Because those Thanksgivings I wasn't cooking. So it's like, you know.
Oh, so you're going to go lighter this year because you're cooking?
Probably. How am I? I can't make any promises because, you know, once the shots go rolling. And it's just fun because normally, like, you go back home. It's like when you're in college, you go back home and you see everyone from high school. But, I don't know, now it's just fun because everyone's there and dancing. I love going to the bar, so.
Well, now it's kind of like we live so far away from our immediate family, so we don't go back.
No, because it's just kind of, I only have 4 days off and it's just hard to do that all. Yeah. What do you think? What?
I think it's too hard to travel in that short amount of time and be able to rest. Like, I don't get that much time off, so when I do, I want to make sure that I have an opportunity to rest and just chill and eat and drink and whatever.
Yeah, but do you enjoy the night before Thanksgiving? What did you think of last year? That was fun, wasn't it?
Where did we go?
Roxbury. It was actually the week I moved down Thanksgiving week last year.
You did?
Yeah.
I thought it was fun. I wasn't hungover.
That's true. That last year was probably my worst year of my 5 pound whatever. I did go out like a couple years ago with my good friends Jason and Jacob, and his mom. Jason's mom decided to be our DD, which was like so nice of her. But I got so sick at Jason's house, and it was so embarrassing. But shout out to Jason's mom; she's a trooper. And she got us home pretty quick, thank God.
At least at, like, my aunt's house, what they do now, too, is the next day we drink mimosas and stuff. So if you are a little hungover, it definitely helps.
Mm-hmm. Get you something in there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll let you guys know next week.
How that goes. how it went.
But it should be fun. We're going to try maybe a new bar or something. But
yeah, somewhere that doesn't have a huge cover, though, because we broke.
Yeah, we broke. We're going to drink a lot here.
Yeah, because especially with Thanksgiving and the holidays coming up, you spend so much money, and you just don't even realize, not even including Christmas. Mm-hmm. Like, if you think about it, you go out for Thanksgiving. The next day, you probably cook something, so that costs more money. Yeah. Then Black Friday, you're trying to, at least I try to get Christmas presents out of the way. Some of them.
Oh, yeah. So at least a couple.
And then you got Cyber Monday.
Yeah. Cyber Monday's awesome, man. Mm-hmm. I love that. We'll get into that in a little bit. But fuck. I feel you on that, too, because if you think about it, like, I can barely maintain my funds, like, on a normal basis. So when mm-hmm. Christmas comes around and I'm such an idiot, like, I should be purchasing stuff in the summer, which next year I'm going to try and do. And, like, all throughout the year. So that way I'm, like, set. Mm-hmm. But then I'm the person that buys it the week of Christmas because that's just what I do.
But that, and they always have so many sales throughout the year. So you have, like, Labor Day sales. You have Veterans Day sales. Like, I just knocked out some of mine because they had a Veterans Day sale online.
Yeah.
And they had free shipping. So that's definitely a good hack to use.
Yeah.
Is to do it in moderation versus be like, oh, let me just blow all this money. And then once, you know, Christmas comes around, I'm just hoping that someone gives me money back.
Yeah. Be smart. Purchase in advance. Megan's smart. I'm not. It's just the way
it is. The good thing that around Christmas time for me, though, is my birthday's right before Christmas, so I get birthday money and gift cards, and I just use them on other people.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so nice.
Well, what else? I'm too broke to actually, like, you know.
Live.
Yeah.
I feel you there.
And what do I really need? Nothing.
Nothing. Not, yeah, I feel you there. So, now moving into Thanksgiving, what's your... Now, Megan's a vegetarian. You guys all probably know that. If you don't, she's vegetarian. what's your, like, go-to, like, appetizer?
Appetizer?
Well, I know
you go side dish? Or what are you talking about?
Let's do appetizers first and work our way in.
We don't have appetizers, really, at Thanksgiving. We, like, drink a little bit, and maybe they'll have, like, some crackers and stuff. But it's not usually, like, a big...
Cracker cheese.
Yeah.
Okay, my mom always did like an olive/veggie tray, which I'm going to try and do. It's good. I love olives, and so does Josh, so it works out. And then we would do deviled eggs as appetizers.
We always have deviled eggs with the food.
Oh, I eat them with it. We double up. I'm trying to think. I think that's it. Just like cheese, maybe. Cheese and crackers. But I might get shrimp this year.
Fancy.
If I can afford it, but
you should make a country boil.
What's that?
So it's like you make everything in one pot. So it's like corn, potatoes, sausage, those link sausages, and you just cut them up. Shrimp.
Yeah.
And then you put Old Bay in it, and you like you cook it in beer and water. Oh my god, it's so good.
That does sound pretty good.
Mm-hmm. And you can add more seafood in it if you like some more seafood.
Really, okay, who the fuck does not like corn? Because Josh does not like corn. Who are you?
I don't know. Cream of corn is, like, my shit.
Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing all these recipes, like, corn incorporated with, like, cornbread for Thanksgiving. And
he doesn't like cornbread either?
He likes cornbread, but he just doesn't like corn.
Well, if you just did cornbread with the corn in it, it makes it sweeter. You ever made it like that?
That's what I want to do.
Just do it. Who cares?
It's true.
He wanted to stay home. He got to eat what you want.
All right.
And you're cooking.
That's true. I'm cooking everything besides... the turkey. I just told Megan. I was like, fuck the turkey. I'm not doing that.
You know what you can do? Another pack for Thanksgiving that my parents used to do. Towards the end of like us living at the house, they just got really lazy. So they like quit making the turkey. So they would get like Harris Teeter or honey baked ham. They always had these turkey slices that they sell around Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And it's like $10 for like a small amount.
Ooh,
and you just do that.
That's smart.
They already roasted and everything for you.
Maybe I'll just do that.
Mm-hmm. You got to order it, like, now, though.
Oh, really? Because I was going to do that, or well, we were going to just buy, like, the teeniest turkey you could probably find.
We'll just do chicken.
I want to have turkey, though, Thanksgiving. He wanted to just do turkey burgers, and I was like, no. No, this is Thanksgiving. So... side dishes. This is Megan's forte, because being a vegetarian, side dishes... is
this my shit?
Yeah. Oh, you're doing the vegetarian turkey too. Just let y'all know. So let us know.
So Gardein has a lot of options when it comes to meat substitutes. So actually a vegan brand, but they taste really, really good. Like last night I had, they had this Mandarin chicken that I use in quotations, but they look a lot like nuggets, but you just make them in the pan and they taste like chicken, like very close to chicken. Like Amanda's had it.
It's taste. Yeah. You couldn't tell at all.
Yeah. But their stuff's really good. So they have like this new one. It's turkey cutlets, and they're lightly breaded. And they also have this other one where they have like a like a tofurkey type thing where it's like the stuffing's in the middle. I wasn't sure about that one, so we just got the turkey cutlets. Yeah.
So wait, is that the one Jenna Marbles had last year? Was the thing with the stuff in it?
Yeah, she had a tofurkey.
Oh, okay.
Tofurkey is like an actual brand.
What does tofurkey taste like? Have you had that before?
I've had their pepperonis, and they're absolutely disgusting.
Okay, that's what I imagine. It tastes like chalk or something. I don't know.
You ever had tofu?
No.
Tofu's not bad if you cook it right. So I feel like they, as the years have gone on, at least in like this past year that I've become vegetarian, they've really progressed in a lot of the things that they've started to make, especially with more people becoming vegan. I'm not actually like vegetarian. I'm pescatarian, so I do eat fish.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention that. She eats the fish.
I eat the fish. But I don't know. I just feel like side dishes are just easier because you can have so many different types of sides. Like, I love green bean casserole.
Me too. I'm so excited to make that.
And it's so easy and it's so freaking good. I also might make either broccoli casserole or squash.
Okay. Would you do the broccoli cracker casserole?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Okay.
With the cheese.
Yeah. My mom used to make that and I was like, I don't know how, I can't remember what it tastes like. It just tastes more like broccoli, right? Because I was going to make it, but I can't remember if I liked it.
It's good because it has like a crunch to it too because of the Ritz.
Yeah.
I like it.
Did we have it there last year?
We had squash.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Which also, I love squash.
Stuffing or dressing, whatever you want. That, oof.
What do you call it? Because me and you, I was raised
stuffing.
Southern. Yeah. So I call it dressing.
So yeah, whatever you want. It's the same thing though, right? Or it's a little different.
It's a little different just because of the way that it's supposed to be prepared. The northern style is supposed to be stuffing because it gets stuffed in the bird.
Oh, yeah, that's what we usually do.
And then dressing is on the side.
Yeah.
And it's usually down south, it's cornbread based.
Oh, okay. Because my parents, I think they stuff it, but they also make like it in the side too. I don't know. Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. They probably do both.
So cranberry sauce.
Would
you be offended if someone served you cranberry sauce from a can?
I can't eat it.
What? That's my favorite. Oh, you can't eat it?
I can't eat it. It has gelatin in it.
Oh, I forgot. So before did you ever have it before?
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it? Did you like it when it wasn't in a can or just all together?
I just didn't fancy it.
I need to find a cranberry sauce lover out there. And then you got the biscuits, all right? That's probably like my favorite
part. You do biscuits or rolls?
Biscuits usually, I think. We do Bob Evans.
Oh, yeah, biscuits. Yep. We usually do yeast rolls.
Ooh, that sounds really good. I think I can do it either. I'm not picky.
Because I feel like yeast rolls are like a fancier roll for like your fancy Thanksgiving dinner. And where biscuits are like, we eat these for breakfast.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. That's just how I feel.
I think
another thing that a lot of people don't think about, especially when they're making Thanksgiving, is gravy.
I know. I can't from the can.
But I can't eat regular gravy.
Oh, you can't?
Because it's made from the drippings of the turkey.
Oh, yeah. So what are you going to do?
I make a mushroom-based one.
Oh, you do? Okay. Mm-hmm. That's smart.
I use the cream of mushroom, and then I chop up some other mushrooms, saute them in a pan with onion, and then I add a little bit of water.
I'm about to, like, take a nap over here.
Just taking a nap while we podcasting.
Yeah, snuggling. That's why I like podcasting with the phone, because we can just... Megan just holds it for me, and I just sit
She
here.
Just chills.
What else is there? The only other thing I can think of for sides is mac and cheese and mashed potatoes, obviously.
A lot of northern people don't have mac and cheese.
Yeah, we never usually do. I thought about making it this year, though. I really wanted to.
I think
to.
That's so weird. Because, like, when I moved up north, like, I was like, oh, yeah, we have mac and cheese and blah, blah. And they're like, mac and cheese? I'm like, yeah.
Come on.
Like, you can't have a Thanksgiving without mac and cheese.
Really? Down here?
Mm-hmm.
Did we have it last year?
Yeah, and they usually make it. It's not the wet mac and cheese. It's always the baked.
That's my favorite. Oh, I love it. Mac and cheese is one of those things that has grown on me because I was so scarred from my brother and sister making, like, the Kraft for so long that I was like, mac and cheese is disgusting because Kraft is horrible.
I always, whenever... Yeah, I love mac and cheese. I don't care what kind it is. I love
really?
Kraft.
Really? Like Kraft?
Yeah. Yeah. I love mac and cheese. Any kind.
I hate... Kraft is like my number one, like besides ham, that my least favorite food of all time. And I watched them pour ketchup on it. No offense, Ryan, because I know you're going to listen to this, but that ruined me. And I like tried it and I tried to fit in, but hated it.
Yeah, when I ate meat. I hated it when my parents got ham.
Oh, I hate ham. It's like the worst one ever.
It's gross. The only thing I liked when it came to ham is for Christmas morning, my stepmom would always make country ham biscuits.
Mm, yeah.
And it is so good, but obviously I don't eat it anymore. But it was just, country ham is different than regular, like, honey-baked ham because it's so bad for you. So what they do is they pretty much let it sit in salt.
Oh.
So it has a saltier flavor to it, and then they fry it.
That's my
in the pan.
Ham.
So it's very similar to bacon.
Oh, okay.
And then they put it on country biscuits.
See, I think I would like that. But I also really don't mind, like, deli slices of ham. I just don't like that, like, Christmas ham. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah. The honey baked.
Yeah, the honey baked. What you just said.
Mm-hmm. The honey baked ham.
And then...
A lot of people love honey baked ham, though. They even have honey baked ham, like, stores.
Really?
It's called honey baked ham, yeah.
It's disgusting.
And they specialize in. They even have, like... You can eat there and have sandwiches and stuff, but you, like, buy honey-baked hams, like, for certain parts of the year. And they stay open all year for those, like, two major, maybe three.
Really?
Some people eat it for Easter.
Ew, yeah. And then whenever we made ham, too, and I didn't eat it, and then my dad would make ham bone soup with it as well. So I was like,
what is that?
Two meals in one. He basically takes it and with the bone and everything and adds, like, potatoes and, like, chicken broth and, like, cooks it. And it's... I actually don't mind that as much as... Just eating the ham. I don't know. I've been scarred with ham in my family.
That's weird.
Isn't that weird? He's from the South, kind of, too.
But, yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people make their broth with the bone and stuff here.
Ham bone soup. Ew. All right.
And then, give it a better name.
Fuck yeah. And then the turkey, man. You just can't go have Thanksgiving without at least some kind of turkey.
Some kind of something.
And pumpkin pie.
Last year, I started becoming a vegetarian. Like, I was full-blown vegetarian. Mm-hmm. No meat, no nothing. I had started in October, so I had my first Thanksgiving. And so my aunt...
Were you missing out?
Yeah, because my aunt was like, you want me to get you, like, a fake, like, tofurkey or something? I was like, no. Because I was, like, so against those. Like, I didn't even want to try them. And then once I tried them, like, I was fine. Because they, like, I mean, they taste good. I was telling Amanda, it was, like, a month or two ago, I, like, tried this fried rice, and it had a piece of chicken in it, and I didn't even know. It must have came from, like, another part of, like, the meal or something. And I spit it out so fast. Like, it just changes the whole taste of it. Like, before, you're like, oh, this is so good. I don't know if it was a bad piece of meat or what, but it was so disgusting. Like, it tasted so bad.
I don't think you could ever go back. You'd get sick, I think, right?
Probably.
You'd have to slow... I mean, if you ever wanted to, which I don't know.
Because even when I eat fish, I don't eat a lot of it.
Yeah.
Because, like, when we go out to eat, I don't eat it.
I feel like you eat more shrimp than anything, which is fine. Like, sorry, shrimp, but...
Yeah. But I really just don't eat a lot of meat in general when it comes to the... seafood thing.
I try to keep my meat to one meal a day.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So I don't eat any usually for lunch or breakfast, and then dinner sometimes, but
you can make a lot of things substituted though. So
yeah,
if you're a vegetarian on Thanksgiving and you're just deciding that you want to do it, you can definitely do it. Vegan is a different story. I have watched so many people try to do vegan Thanksgivings. That would be so hard.
It would be hard. It would be easy if, like, your whole family was, but if it's just you or, like, you and one other person,
Do you just eat at home? Like, you're like, I'm sorry, I can't come to Thanksgiving.
Or, like, how...
You bring your own?
Chantel did it, where she, brought, like, half the stuff her own, and then you just eat. I don't know, it kind of sucks cooking just for yourself and then bringing that, knowing no one else is probably going to eat it, and then you can't eat half the stuff anyone else is eating.
Yeah, that sucks.
Going vegan's hard.
Because even the green bean casserole is, like, hard to make.
Yeah.
Because you can't use the cream of mushroom soup.
Yeah. So how would you do that?
They use, like, cauliflower. And they grind it up.
That's too much work.
It's so much work. Which I don't know why, since everything's such, like, evolving, where it's, like, gluten-free, vegan, whatever, even paleo. I went to Walmart last night, and they had a paleo meal.
What is paleo?
Paleo is, like, a caveman meal.
Oh,
so you eat everything from the earth.
Ew.
Like, you can't have anything processed.
From the earth.
No cheese.
So it's like a lady. Whenever you say that, I just think of how you always say, lady, you smell like earth.
Lady, you smell like you're from the earth. You smell earthy.
Yeah, paleo. Ugh.
So they can eat, like, meat, eggs, nuts.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
That's a weird diet. So, yeah. And then, wait, so what's your favorite dessert? Do you like pumpkin pie?
I love pumpkin pie.
I mean, I'm okay with it.
Love everything pumpkin.
You do?
Pumpkin-based stuff.
Oh, yeah. Love not pumpkin it. Spice.
Not pumpkin spice.
Is it hard to make your own pumpkin pie?
No.
Is it cheaper that way or cheaper just to buy one, you think?
It's cheaper to buy one. But oh, you know what you can buy? That you better go buy it quick because last year they sold out of them.
What?
And they're supposed to be like...
A Cool Whip?
No. Oh. But, okay, so it's not pumpkin, but it's sweet potato, which, you know, they're very similar mm-hmm. in taste. It's, what is her? Patsy. What is that lady's name?
Oh, Paula Deen?
No, it's...
Oh, the Pioneer Woman?
Uh-uh. It's at Walmart. It's Patsy something. Her sweet potato pies.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that.
Oh, my God. They sold out so fast.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like we usually have pumpkin pie, like, when I ate at my parents', but then my mom always made this, like, Oreo Jell-O green dessert that I loved. And I don't know. I might make that, too. Weird. That sounds good.
Is it pudding or Jell-O?
It's Jell-O, and it has, like, Oreos, but it also has, like, the... I don't know how to describe it. If I end
Does
up getting
it
the
rest... like, mint?
Kinda, yeah. I need to get it from... Well, we're not talking right now, so I gotta, you know, ease my way back in. But, yeah, I don't know. So,
my aunt used to make this Oreo pie. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It was so mm-hmm. good. It was made with ice cream.
And fudge.
Mm-hmm.
I love fudge and ice cream together. It's like the too. Perfect combo.
I love cheesecake for a dessert.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I could do cheesecake, too. That sounds so good.
You don't even have to make the cheesecake. You know what has really good cheesecake? Target.
Really?
Yeah, you get it in the, like, the frozen section. They have these little bites. They're delicious.
So it is Food Lion.
Yeah.
It has, like, that little... It has, like, a...
They're, like, little square bites. Yeah. They're so good.
Fuck me up. I can't wait. I'm gonna eat so much food.
I know.
I decided that I'm gonna, like, kick back into working out like crazy the week after Thanksgiving.
You and everyone else.
Yep. Because I've been, like, working out, but not, like, to the point where I was before, so...
You get that.
So now
Thanksgiving mentality.
Yeah, I know I'm gonna eat a little. So
why do you even try?
So our next point of topic is Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if another kick this off. What
another controversial thing?
Yeah, because don't get killed. Don't fight over.
That's
stuff.
Not even what the controversial what? Like issue is.
Oh,
is the
being
fact,
open on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so many people are mm-hmm. protesting the fact that other people have to go into work in these retail stores on Thanksgiving.
It fucking sucks. Can I just tell you that I worked three or two Black Fridays at Staples. And let me tell you, okay, I'm going to give you a tip if you want to shop at Staples on Black Friday. So they decided...
Ooh, shops at Staples
I don't
on
know.
Black Friday.
I don't know. If you are... Like, I guess some of the tech stuff, it's easier to get there than go to, like, Best Buy.
Were they busy?
Depended on the year. So, certain years, it was, like, the line, we would get there with them, like, in an hour, and just be, like, dead. And sometimes it would be, like, crazy all day. But, like, my first year I worked there, it was the craziest. But, let me tell you that if you are going to shop at Staples or Office, whatever, Office Depot, you... The only thing, if you want to, like, if you want to make sure that you're going to get something before it runs out of stock, the front page is the only thing that runs out. Everything else, I swear to God, will have for hours. So if you're like, oh my God, I need to get that $6 flash drive, we'll have like 50 million of them. Don't worry about it, guys. But like, if you're worried about some computer that's on the front page, we probably only have 10. So just call ahead too. Like, usually they tell you how many they have, but yeah, it's so stupid. Like, and I remember we had a truck on Thanksgiving one time, and I had to come in on Thanksgiving Day at like 4 p.m. It was so stupid. So I agree. Like, I don't think they should be open on Thanksgiving.
I don't either, because I feel like, so this is the way that a lot of them work. So Thanksgiving, they'll have the doors open at 6 p.m. or 5 p.m. or whatever time they decide they put it on. Then they'll have certain sales. Then the next morning they open up again, and then they open up at 6. They have other sales. Like, who in God's name wants to go to both?
That's what, and then
you feel like you missed out. You get a little FOMO action, the fear of missing out, and it's just a mess.
It's weird because previous years, okay, this is a big difference. So previous years, I remember we would Steve, I'm just giving my own experience because I haven't really shopped. I've more worked Black Friday than shopped. But we would open up at like 7 p.m. and then we'd close down at 3 or 2 a.m. and then reopen at 6, like you said. But now I feel like more stores are like either anti, not going to open on Thanksgiving, like you said, or like open at 6. But then it's like, what are you going to do in like the 3 to 6 time if you're trying to shop?
I don't know. Sleep?
I guess. I've only done like a legit shopping one time, and it was like to the most tiring thing. We're gonna try this year, guys, but maybe we'll vlog it or something.
Perhaps. But I guess my biggest thing with Black Friday is to be smart about it and make a list of what you want to get or look at or whatever, because you need to not be in there. You need to be in there to go on a mission. There's too many people, too many crazy people, and it's just, they're going to try to get you in on these little deals, and there's always fine print with certain items.
Yeah.
So make sure that you're doing your research beforehand. This is not a game. This is Black Friday.
And if you feel like it's not worth it, if you only have like one thing on your list, I would say just wait.
Wait till it's Cyber Monday.
Yeah, with Cyber Monday is honestly the better option. I kind of hope. Last year we shopped online on Forever 21. And they had it all weekend and they had really good deals.
Remember that? I forgot about that.
I hope we can do that again.
I really want to get a trench coat.
Ooh.
A camel colored one.
I bet we can find you one.
Or a gray one. One of the two.
And I would say, wouldn't you say still stay clear of Walmart?
Yeah. Too many fucking things happen at Walmart. Like, people die.
You see the news the next day and you're like, oh my God.
Some lady got trampled. Or some people, like, be out there, like, that are wheelchair bound. I'm like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, people will run your ass over and going out there with your children. Like, no.
Yeah.
Keep your kids at home. It's too dangerous.
There's already people in line, too, which is insane.
Really?
Yeah, I heard on the radio some guys, like, waiting outside of Best Buy. This was, like, probably 4 days ago. So he's waiting out there till it opens. I'm like, what the heck do you want so badly that you're going to wait that long?
Are they going to bring him his Thanksgiving dinner?
I guess. I don't know what you do. Like, how do you shower? How do you go to the bathroom?
You just got a diaper on for a week.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Put a little deodorant on every now and again.
I'm sure I feel like the only time people like line up is like the night of, maybe. Or like, I guess now 6 p.m. so they start lining up at 3.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that either. I don't
care. There's nothing that I'm just like, I need it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, the only, like, the good deals are like the tech deals.
Yeah.
Also, this is like the best time to buy movies.
Yeah.
I gotta say that.
Victoria's Secret does a good job, too.
Mm-hmm.
They always have, like, good sales on, like, their PJs.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to stop in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, what was somewhere else? Oh, also, watch out for, because I noticed Michael's has deals that they're doing now that they're advertising on the front page of Black Friday. So if you can get your shit before that, like, take a look at this. Because I started looking at ads and I was like, you're
already doing this. Well, probably what they're doing. So this probably is a good tip.
Yeah.
Is that they're trying to clear shelves for certain items that are money-making items that they're going to make money on Black Friday. So they're like, okay, we just need to discount certain things. So yeah, look at circulars now. Mm-hmm. See if you can get stuff before Thanksgiving. Then make your list again for Black Friday, and you just keep, I mean, it's just a money spending whole, like, the whole month.
Yeah, it's insane. They also have half off Christmas trees, so if you need a fake Christmas tree, that's your spot.
I did a fake Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm. We gotta decorate your place.
Mm-hmm. The real trees, I think it's more family oriented.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We'll talk about that on our Christmas episode, but
it's too messy.
Too messy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's it. I mean, just be safe, you know, and enjoy your holidays
with your fam.
Yeah.
Oh, don't take any pictures of the food. Everyone's eating the same damn shit. It's so obnoxious. Yeah. You just go through social media and like, look what I'm eating. Yeah, so am I.
Get over it.
You can Snapchat it all you want. Mm-hmm. Just don't put it on Facebook.
Yeah. Oh, also, if you're listening to this, because we'll try and upload this on Monday, if you have any recipes you want to pass along, because I'm trying to make some unique recipe, maybe. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I was thinking of, actually, if you don't follow my YouTube channel, I'm actually editing a vlog right now that me and Amanda did a couple weekends ago. It's going to be probably up either tomorrow or Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking of filming some side dishes for Thanksgiving and putting it up.
That's a really good idea. Yeah, I want to see all your food. Megan doesn't, but I
don't post it. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Have a wonderful holiday season.
Stay safe.
Yep.
Eat lots of food.
And then next week, it'll be a couple days until my 25th birthday. Woo! I'm becoming an old lady.
Yeah.
All right. See you guys then. Bye.
Wait, shut up.